This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Air quality in Colorado over Labor Day weekend hasn't been great. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Smoke hanging over Fort Collins, the Denver Metro, and the Eastern Plains from the Cameron Peak fire mirrors the haze of the past couple of days. But National Weather Service forecaster Evan Dorenzo says an intense cold front will push out the smoke Monday night.
The smoke plume will be traveling kind of east-southeast until the front comes through. It looks like, based on that model, around 7 p.m. is when the front starts to advance over the northern border.
Once the cold front arrives, Dorenzo says the smoke will move to the southwest and become displaced by denser air during a 60 to 70 degree temperature swing. I'm David Sachs for Denverite.
Colorado school districts can continue to serve grab-and-go meals to students who are learning remotely. The federal government has extended waivers, including one that allows parents to pick up meals for their children at more flexible times. Beth Wallace heads up food and nutrition services for Jefferson County Schools.
We're still in an emergency situation, and there's families that still have needs, and these are families that may not have had a need 6 months ago, but they have needs now.
Wallace says the waivers allow schools to serve meals quickly and more easily. That includes breakfasts and lunches. Previously, the waivers were set to expire at the start of this school year. It is 92 degrees, mostly cloudy with some haze in Pueblo, high of 99 today. This is CPR News.